B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Missouri woman was drunk reenacting a movie, and she fatally shot her boyfriend, officials said. Kalisha Peterson is facing a charge of second-degree murder in the slaying. She was arrested after police in Fulton, Missouri, responded to Peterson's report that she accidentally shot her boyfriend, David Dalton.
What movie?
She and Dalton had been watching a movie and drinking alcoholic beverages that evening. I don't think they indicated the movie, Steve. Peterson advised that at some point, Dalton suggested the two play out a scene in the movie that involved a firearm.
I love this Deer Hunter movie. Let's try roulette.
Peterson advised that the two retrieved a handgun kept in the bedroom to act out the scene. A Taurus 38 caliber revolver held by the woman discharged, striking Dalton in the head. Medics attempted to treat him. They declared he was dead. They could not provide details about the movie that the couple was reenacting and suggested the title or knowledge thereof might be used as evidence.
Isn't like Twister the game you play when you're drunk?
Yeah, right?
You pull out a gun?
You don't need to whip out the firearms. Police in Slovenia have accused a woman with cutting off her own hand with a circular saw with the help of her family to make a fraudulent insurance claim.
Oh, my God.
That's going all in.
Wow.
The 21-year-old and her relative have been detained and face up to 8 years in prison if convicted. The suspects recently took out injury insurance. The woman allegedly stood to gain about $450,000 in compensation and monthly payments of about $4,000 from the policy.
She was also doing it to get into USC, Preston.
They have an amputee program.
Yeah, they do.
Four members of the family were initially detained earlier this year, but two were later released. And police said the group deliberately cut the woman's hand above the wrist. At their home, relatives took her to the hospital saying she had injured herself while sawing branches. And officials say the group left the severed hand behind rather than bringing it to the hospital to ensure the disability was permanent.
So, oh, my God.
But the authorities actually recovered the hand back in time and they were able to sew it back on.
Ha! Oh my God.
Wow.
See, what I would do is I would cut my hand off, but I cut it just above the longest fingernail.
Okay.
Do you think they, like, flipped a coin for that? Like, how
did...
I don't know. The 21-year-old, I would be like, hey...
I have many years of handies.
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe she was going to get the best policy out of it. I don't know.
She gets the lion's share.
Yeah.
A police officer in Paris died after her colleague shot her in the head in what police union leaders called a tragedy due to a mistake in handling a loaded firearm. According to the newspaper, the victim and the suspect were playing with their guns. Okay. When the incident occurred, the victim was shot in the central offices of the Paris Judicial Police, where she and a male colleague were guarding the building.
Look at me, I'm John Wayne.
The suspect has been suspended and taken into custody. The colleagues were, quote, it says here, playing at drawing their weapon.
Oh, jeez.
When the officer was fatally shot, and the two other officers were present for this. There are regulations as the handling of a firearm when the chamber is loaded, and these were not followed, they said.
Oof. Easily avoided if you followed proper gun protocol.
Kathy, here's one for you, okay? A suspected shoplifter reportedly drank an entire six-pack of beer inside a Target dressing room.
Oh. What's the most you put away in a Target dressing room?
I wouldn't sit in the dressing room and drink. I would walk around and, you know, sip while I'm shopping.
Yeah, well,
I purchased it.
Don't you just love Target? Boop!
Officer said that a woman took her cart and a six-pack of Stella Artois into a dressing room and stayed there for over an hour Saturday afternoon. Yeah. She was enjoying herself. She probably had her phone, you know, something to entertain her.
They have little seats in there.
This one's taken.
After finishing the beers, the woman left the store with about $200 in merchandise without paying. She probably would have gotten away with it if she didn't try to shoplift whatever she had with her.
She could have done, though, is after you get drunk, you probably get a little hungry. She could have gone over to the supermarket park, got some some vinegar and chips. You know,
yeah.
Listen, now
salt
that,
and vinegar chips.
Now that they sell wine at the local Target stores. They do. Yeah, the one in Plymouth Meeting.
Say what?
Yeah.
What about the one over here in City Line?
I'm not sure if... I haven't been to this one over in City Line. Marissa's saying no, they're not doing that yet. But anyway, I have said this forever. You could go into Target. I could stay there for a full 24 hours and be completely fine.
Could you open up? They don't allow you to obviously walk around with your,
your open containers of alcohol. Yeah. No.
I doubt it.
No. The woman was later identified as Elijah Johnson. She was arrested and booked into the county jail on suspicion of shoplifting and three other warrants as well. Wild surveillance video captured Sunday morning shows an apparent carjacking that turned into what one family called a kidnapping at a gas station. It's very interesting what happened. The video shows a black Chevrolet SUV pulling up to the gas station and the driver getting out of the vehicle while leaving it running. He enters the store. Well, seconds later, an entirely different woman is seen coming out of the store, getting into that vehicle, and then taking off. So the original driver runs after her and then makes a sharp turn towards a silver Toyota hatchback that isn't his at a nearby gas pump, gets in that and takes it, steals it to go after his stolen car.
Yeah.
Okay, so according to a woman named Miriam Dye, she was sitting inside the Toyota as her stepdaughter tried to fuel up the vehicle when the man suddenly jumped in the car and drove away with her in it.
Where are we going?
The minute he jumped in, she noticed that was not her daughter. Now, she didn't speak English, so she didn't know what the hell's going on. So she tries to take the key out of the car, but the key would not come out. She felt really scared. She thought that she was going to die, her daughter said. And she fought with the driver and jerked the steering wheel, which drew the attention of a police officer. She says an ensuing traffic stop only lasted a few minutes as she had to remain in the car while the man drove around for another 20 minutes or so because they were looking for the original stolen car.
Yeah.
Dye said that she could not understand what the police officer was saying or why he did not arrest the man who stole her vehicle. I was eventually dropped off at the gas station with her car returned to her. So
in the panic of that moment, I don't think I would be in my mind. I'd say, okay, I'll steal this car to get my car.
Yeah,
I think my first.
You might ask somebody, hey, can you help me?
Yeah, help me.
But you don't into someone else's car and take off with it. So this guy's actually facing he might be facing a kidnapping charge. We'll see if that happens or not.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
Police say that the owner of a bull is lucky to be alive after the animal attacked her. The owner of the bull, identified as Wendy McDermott, suffered head injuries that required more than 40 stitches.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and I saw the video of this. The call came in that the bull was attacking a woman. Police said the same bull attacked McDermott's husband the week before, but didn't cause any real injuries. Police were first called to the area after drivers reported seeing a cow in the road. McDermott tried to lure the bull up the driveway with food, but with police following, but the bull tried to mount her car.
So the cow, there was a cow and a bull?
No, it's just, they're calling it cow and bull, but it was just a bull.
Okay.
So the bull, more specifically, tried to mount her car.
Because if it had just been a cow, Preston,
yeah,
it would have been an utter catastrophe.
This was captured on a police dashboard camera, by the way. At the top of the driveway, out of view of the police dash cam, the bull began attacking McDermott, and police said that she screamed at them to kill it. When the bull charged a sergeant's patrol car, he and another officer got out a shotgun and started and a handgun.
Yeah.
And they had to take the animal down.
I mean, what are you going to do?
They're like 1,500 pounds, you know?
You know how bulls get.
McDermott was treated at the scene by EMS before being taken to the hospital. No charges were filed as a result of the incident. New Jersey police say that they are now contending with people drinking something called a catnip cocktail, which is sold as an anti-anxiety supplement for pets. It's unclear who formulates or distributes catnip cocktail, but the manufacturer's website warns their product is not approved for human consumption, and with good reason, alongside other obscure ingredients like Ruwilfa vomitoria extract. Catnip cocktail contains a substance called 1,4-BD.
Yeah.
Once inside the human body, this compound metabolizes into the more familiar GHB or drug commonly associated with date rape, as in roofies.
Wow.
According to police, multiple incidents of individuals acting erratically near a strip mall supplement store off Route 46 culminated last week with the arrest of the Nutrition Zone's manager, John Sirico.
You can imagine the kind of stress a cat has sleeping 18 hours a day.
The allegations connected to the drug reactions to catnip cocktail and the Nutrition Zone are fairly compelling. So in July, police say officers were called to investigate an individual who was dancing, yelling, and generally acting abnormally in front of a hair salon in the same strip mall where Nutrition Zone is.
In front of a hair salon.
He was allegedly having a variety of mood swings, including being very friendly one moment and then being confused and angry the next. Six bottles of catnip cocktail were found in his possession, along with a receipt from Nutrition Zone.
You know how they got him into the squad car, Preston? Uh-uh. They used a laser light.
And in November, they say a citizen caller alerted police to an erratic driver traveling, and the driver allegedly was acting rationally, was extremely confused, unaware of his surroundings, and they found in his vehicle bottles of catnip cocktail. Wow. And then in February, officers were called outside of Retro Fitness, which is right by the Nutrition Zone, for an unresponsive male, and a bottle of catnip cocktail was found in his possession. So they've narrowed it down to this manager that was selling that stuff.
It's crazy. Isn't Special K a cat tranquilizer?
Yeah, ketamine.
Yeah.
Also,
I think that's what it is.
Here's another story for you. She said that she was poor and needed money for diapers for her baby, but police found out she was carrying a $500 purse with an iPhone and an iPhone 10, by the way, an iPhone X, and some jewelry inside. Now, police in Union Township, New Jersey, are warning motorists to be wary of other out-of-town roadside scammers. Police posted a picture of a woman on their Facebook page Monday saying that she was seen walking in and out of traffic carrying a sign with a picture of a baby and asking for money. And after they stopped her, the woman claimed to be Romanian, living in Queens and desperate. At that point, they confronted her over the thousands of dollars in merchandise that she was carrying around.
Jesus. What a scam.
Their investigation led for her to admit that she and several other women got dropped off the panhandle throughout New Jersey. The woman received a ticket for an impending traffic and summons for soliciting impeding traffic or a summons without a permit. So
the big tip of was present. She was saying she was a Romanoid.
A Romanoid.
Yeah. That's true. You got to get the phrasing right.
All right. And then one for you, Casey. It's been a week since a tractor trailer carrying ranch dressing crashed into a creek east of Clear Spring. But cleanup of the condiment has proved much more cumbersome than initially thought. Crews for Next Tow Towing and Recovery, which cleaned up the initial crash site, spent the past 5 days plucking an estimated 8,000 bottles of dressing from along the Little Conococheague River or creek, and after a nearby property owner reported the mess had drifted downstream. They said it's been a nightmare. The Next Tow has contracted with the trucking company of the rig that left the eastbound lanes on Interstate 70 and crashed into a culvert near a creek, spilling some roughly 20,000 bottles on board.
Dear God.
And about 8,000 of those ended up downstream on somebody else's property.
With the bottles mostly intact?
You know what? I don't know, Steve, but they did find wrappers and all kinds of stuff laying around. But a lot of them, yeah, were still in the bottle. I wonder if they can resell those or not. No.
I'll take them.
So anyhow, there have been tons of people that were out trying to clean it up. Some were waiters as they used nets to scoop bottles and trash out of the creek. They bagged up the bottles, some 3,000 from a single pooled area along the creek.
I think the rules are pretty specific. Like if you have a truck that overturns with any sort of food product, I think they really they sort of frown. They consider that damaged and not for resale.
Yeah, it's quite possible.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.